John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Would you please be seated? Just like to share with you tonight some thoughts on that gospel reading. Quite often we find that there is so much noise and so much stuff going on in our lives. Facebook messages, WhatsApp notifications, adverts in practically everything, notices, posters, claims and statements. But what effect do they have? Sometimes the noise can prevent us from hearing and understanding that still, small, life-giving voice. Maybe you might find, like me, that sometimes there's so much noise that it's difficult to hear some really significant messages. How we need stillness and silence sometimes so that we can hear what is good, lovely, and true. The God-breathed living word that restores our soul. And the word is made flesh at Christmas. I guess the fact that you're here tonight indicates that you desire something that's maybe different from the usual noise of the Christmas celebration. Tonight is a moment to be still, to hear, to understand with our spiritual eyes and receive the gift that is freely offered to us tonight. The gift comes unseen, and yet it's really very real, and becomes particularly present as we open our hearts and lift them to God. And the ancient Psalms reflect this. Be still, my soul. In silence, my soul is waiting. And the Spirit of God speaks to us in gentle tones. Be still, and know that I am God. It was in the stillness of the night that the angels appeared to the shepherds tending their sheep in the fields. They were out there under the stars on a rural hillside near Bethlehem. And suddenly to them is announced the birth of the promised Messiah, to be named Jesus. And then the stillness is exchanged for glory, light, and the heavenly sound of worship of an exquisite choir. And the word of God has been spoken through the angel Gabriel to Mary 9 months earlier, resulting in divine life being planted in her womb. And now that divine life appears in the humility and the wonder of a human birth, the word becoming flesh and dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. But this word isn't like an email or some other kind of written message. It's not just information. It's not just more noise. This is the word of creation. When God speaks, life happens. Things come into existence that before we haven't seen. And this word, the word of God, is the very means of the creation of every created thing, the things we see and the things we can't see. This is the very source of life in all its forms. from subatomic particles to countless galaxies. Everything has its origin in the Word of God. And in Jesus, everything finds its place in the created order. Through a life lived with Jesus, we discover who we really are, who we were created to be. In Jesus, we find the fullness of life. We find our purpose, our identity. In Jesus, we can experience our souls being embraced by a love that goes beyond our understanding. And this is the gift that's freely given to anyone who wants to receive it. The gift offered afresh to us and to all humanity tonight. When God spoke through the angel to Mary, she received that word in her heart, in her inner being. The seed was sown and became real in the form of a human baby. And the seed grew until it was ready to take its place in human society. And in the birth of Jesus, a new age in humanity begins, a new era. And this is the era that is never going to pass away. The purpose of Jesus, the vine, continued after his death and his resurrection, and his purpose continues today. Us, this church, and all the other fruits of that Word of God becoming flesh continue to make a difference in the world. And where the Word of Jesus bears fruit, peace will increase, love will multiply, healing will appear, and hope will grow. Although the growth of the Word seems to have sadly slowed in recent generations or in the world as a whole, the number of those receiving this gift of life in Jesus is actually growing faster than ever. Through Jesus, life in all its fullness and freedom is going to continue to multiply until justice and freedom is going to be seen throughout the earth. Until he comes again in all his glory, when every eye will see him, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess that he is the one through whom everything and everyone has their being, and in whom everyone finds their identity and their fulfillment. So the invitation to you tonight is, will you freely receive this gift that is offered to you by God's Holy Spirit? Is your heart open and ready to receive the Word of God? And then new life comes in all its fullness as the seed is received, accompanied by heavenly joy and peace, the signs of a true Christmas. And may these be yours tonight. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.